That I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance. Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell has an amazing offer for my listeners on the standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 and now only $19.98. You'll also receive discounts on all MyPillow products such as MyPillow towels, mattress topper, my slippers, and more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square to receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98 or call 1-800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk. MyPillow is made in America, comes with a 10-year warranty, so you know it's going to last with a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. It's time to start getting quality sleep we not only want but need. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-875-0425. Use promo code Kirk to take advantage of Mike's special offer, the most amazing pillow products you can imagine. MyPillow.com, everybody, promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, 1-800-875-0425.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids with five simple truths. One, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity. Two, what one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. Three, the government cannot give to anyone anything that it does not first take from someone else. Four, you cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. Five, when half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half will be forced to take care of them, and the other half realizes that it does no good to work because the government will take what they have worked for and give it to people who have not worked for it, that is the beginning of the end for any nation. I'm Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321, 369-1321. 369-1321.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Families of the victims of the 2015 Charleston church shooting have reached an $88 million settlement with the Justice Department.
The settlements range from $5 to $7.5 million for the nine people killed and the five survivors. Bakari Sellers is a victim's attorney.
It represents one of the largest settlements of a collection of civil rights cases in this country's history.
The FBI has acknowledged that a faulty background check allowed Dylan Roof to purchase the gun that he used in the 2015 massacre. Eliana Pinckney, age 17, is the eldest daughter of the slain pastor of the AME Emanuel Church.
We're doing everything we can to make sure that my father's legacy doesn't go away.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Florida Senator Rick Scott is blasting the Democrats' Build Back Better tax and spend bill.
Senator Scott is not impressed with the Democrats' scaled back compromise bill.
They are absolutely committed to bankrupting this country.
Scott tells the Salem Radio Network the Build Back Better bill could damage working families for generations.
This is taxes, taxes, taxes. Change this into a European socialist model. Bernie Sanders is running the Biden administration right now.
Scott predicts voters will show their disapproval of the Biden agenda by handing Republicans a victory in next year's midterm elections. Bob Agnew reporting.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says his company is rebranding itself as Meta, an effort to encompass its virtual reality vision for the future. Experts point out that it also appears to be an attempt to change the subject from the Facebook papers, a document trove that has revealed how Facebook ignored or downplayed internal warnings of the negative and often harmful consequences its algorithms wreaked across the world. Zuckerman insists that the metaverse, whatever you think of as the internet rendered in three dimensions, represents the next technological horizon for humanity. On Wall Street, the Dow by 239 points. The NASDAQ rose 212. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you know how much you're really paying for life insurance through work? I can almost guarantee you're overpaying for limited coverage. I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent for over 20 years. My clients are shocked to learn how expensive life insurance at work really is because of a rate that's driven up by unhealthy people. Why pay more when you don't have to? For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. I even found a 40-year-old man with high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. Don't wait. Workplace open enrollment is here. Let SelectQuote save you money and get you the coverage you need to protect your family.
For your free quote in just minutes, call 1-800-659-8080. That's 1-800-659-8080. 1-800-659-8080. Or go to SelectQuote.com.
Full details on example policy and carrier ratings at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. It's lucky sevens for the Silver State, as Nevada casinos won more than $1 billion for the seventh straight month. Clark County also had a good month, winning just more than $1 billion. A nearly 51% improvement over September was last year, also the fifth time in 6 months that Clark County has exceeded the billion-dollar mark. The third quarter of this year, July, August, and September, was the best ever for the state. Corporate raider Carl Icahn is making a run at Southwest Gas, making an unsolicited offer to buy all of the outstanding shares of the company. Icahn's $75 per share offer escalates the feud between the Las Vegas-based gas company and the billionaire investor. Icahn has accused Southwest Gas management of making a number of egregious errors at the expense of shareholders over the past few years. Company officials say its board of directors will review that offer and make a decision based on what's best for the Southwest Gas stockholders. Players at the World Series of Poker say it's all about the winning bracelet, but Gershon Distenfeld, yeah, he won his WSOP bracelet, but no money, as he donated $204,000.
Out-of-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And we're getting heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway right now. 215 westbound at Gibson, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. Look for a crash. It's near the freeway on-ramp. That's a Martin Luther King at the 95 interchange. There's four vehicles involved in that one, so watch in that area as well.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. I'm so excited. We are honored to have in studio today, down on the Las Vegas Strip, John Kovacs, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. And it is so good to have you in studio. Thanks for coming by.
Kevin, thank you very much for having me. I'm super excited to be here, and I'm very excited to talk to you and your audience regarding some of the big issues that we need to tackle in the very immediate near future to help our country.
I want to ask you, I know you've been on before, and I know people may have missed it. Give us a little bit of your resume. What does your business card look like? I know it's a little crowded.
Great question. I have a business background. I started out as a civil engineer. I graduated college like everybody else. I worked in Manhattan. I worked at the World Trade Center 1 and 2. And then I worked in construction for the Port Authority in New York, New Jersey for several years before going out on my own. I'm currently in business for 32 years as a public works contractor. We do work for all municipalities, state governments, municipal governments, as well as some county governments as well. And up until about 6 years ago, I was in New Jersey. And then I found myself looking to expand into a climate that was a little bit more conducive during winter months where we couldn't work in on the East Coast. And I find myself in Vegas 6 years ago. And we love it here.
I want to ask you, because you are one of the people that I love running for office, people that have signed both sides of a check. Does that give you an advantage?
Without a doubt, and I'll tell you why. Not only have I signed both sides of the check, when we're talking about a lot of things that are going to, and you hear in the news, collective bargaining agreements and unions, I'm on both sides of that too. I'm a card-carrying member of Operating Engineers Local 825. I'm an operating engineer, and I've been a signatory party to multiple collective bargaining units in construction for over 30 years, the laborers, the operators, the Teamsters, the Masons. And so when it comes to certain things that are going to affect these people, such as we're talking about mask and vaccine mandates, I got to sit back. I'm like, how are you doing that without negotiating that with the union membership? So, yes, it definitely gives me advantage because not only have I signed the checks, but I've entered into those agreements and I've lived by those agreements. And when we talk about how things are going to affect the working man, how can you possibly know what your policies are going to reverberate down to them when you've never been in that situation before as a business owner, and now you're trying to be in Congress after, you know, you're running for Congress, and some of the other candidates may not have that experience.
Again, John Kovacs joining us, a candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. You do something that I absolutely love, and it's called the Teletown Hall. If there's a silver lining to what has gone on with the pandemic since March 17 of 2020, it's the creation of the Teletown Hall. You just had one last night.
Yes, we did.
A lot of questions about a lot of different topics. What are people talking about? What do people care about in CD3?
People in CD3 that we have, we had a very first Teletown Hall. I was a little nervous, as I am today. I'm not a radio guy, and I had to be a radio guy. I was filling in dead air, and I had to be a radio guy. And the Teletown Hall, the gist of some of the calls that we received, they talked about immigration, education, inflation, and quite frankly, what I've been saying, public safety. And then we did take one question on our water scarcity, which that's been a major part of my platform, was is our regions, and quite frankly, entire West for that matter, the water scarcity issue that we have to deal with.
I want to ask you about one of the topics that came up last night, and that is the immigration. Being in the construction trades, you've dealt with this issue firsthand. You have firsthand knowledge of this. Can you talk a little bit about how this has impacted you over the years?
Yes, I can. I can. And this is what I don't think people in America really realize, because with this non-border, unbridled immigration, that not even immigration, just people coming into the country illegally, with them comes all sorts of problems that are going to manifest themselves here in this country. And I'm going to tell you a true story. I'm working in New Jersey probably around 2015 when the waves are starting to come in. And I have a guy working for me. He's from Honduras. And he comes up to my form. He talks to his foreman, tells me his brother gets kidnapped in Mexico, trying to make it to the border. And they're holding his family needs money to pay the ransom on the brother. And the guy comes up to me, through my foreman. The foreman says, "What do you want to do?" I'm like, "All right." I'm like, "It's a big chance." I mean, because I don't know if the guy's going to just take off on me. I have no idea. I said, "Let's give him the money, see what happens." So we give him the money. The guy pays us off over a period of time. And that was like 2015 or something like that. A couple years later, I got another guy from Honduras. And as I come to find, a lot of these people are sending money back to their home countries. And, you know, what we call
and that's them, the remittances?
That's the remittances. Yeah. A lot of people are sending, it's called remittances. They send money back to their home countries. And so I'm going to stop there for a second because I want to talk about remittances for a second. In this country, you know, recently you see all the remittances are up. It's not because of their goodwill. It's because how many people are here. It's not 11 million. It's a heck of a lot more because they haven't gotten a raise. There's more people sending money back. And the thing you got to think about is they're not sending money back to support their old elderly mother. They're sending money back to create a life for themselves. In their mind, create a life for themselves when they're done in this country. And the problem with that is for the people here is when you do that, you don't become vested in this country, meaning you got 30 million people who don't give a damn about what happens here because they're sending money back someplace else. And it's not just across the border going south. Quite frankly, it's over the Atlantic Ocean going that way too, because I've seen it going both ways. I have people coming from Spain, Portugal, sending money there, and you got people going the other way. That's the remittances. We could talk about that for a much long period of time, but I'm a small business. I've seen it. And that's the reason why. They're building retirement homes or whatever over there. But in doing so, people have to realize they are not becoming vested in society here. It means they're not going to want to participate in funding the local school board or funding this charity or funding. They don't care. It's not about you. It's about them. So be careful with that. Anyway, the money is getting sent a couple years later. Another also happens to be a Honduras guy, goes to the foreman and he goes, "You're not going to believe this." He goes, "This guy needs, is asking me for money." He had a brother-in-law in Honduras, and this guy was sending remittances back to his country. And, people in Honduras, dirt poor. And this guy's got a ranch with cows and all kinds of horses and everything. And people think he's rich. And so what happens is he becomes victim, or his family becomes victim to the bad element in Honduras. They literally killed the member of his family, and they were going to hold the rest of them ransom. They wanted 11 grand out of the guy. He doesn't have enough money. He comes to us, he comes to the form, "Hey, can you give me an advance and all that?" And I'm like, "All right, I did it once. It's against my better judgment. You know what? I'm like, it's only money. Let's see what the heck, there's got to be more to this story." So I give the money. And the guy's paying me back or whatever. And maybe 2 weeks later, I finally make it to the job where this guy is at. And I'm like, and it's bugging the heck of me. I'm like, I can only ask this guy one question. I'm the boss. And some people don't even they don't even refer to me as boss. Sometimes it's big boss. I'm boss and then big boss, owner. And I'm like, I don't fraternize with anybody. I said, I'm only going to be able to ask this guy one question, and that one question has to be able to get all the information I need to know. One question only. And think about this at home. What's the question you would ask? So I go up to the guy. I'm going to ask him one question. And I said to the guy, I said, all right, hey, just out of curiosity, where'd you send the money? And without skipping a beat, nothing, didn't change an expression on his face. The guy looks right at me and goes, one word, Texas. And I said, oh, that's very good. I walked away because I didn't want him to, I didn't want to show him the disbelief and the shock in my face. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. 3 years ago, the dude sending money to Mexico. Now they're sending it to Texas. What does that tell you? The criminal element is no longer in Mexico. The criminal element is here in this country. And before you know it, they're going to be in your neighborhood and your town. You're not going to be able to escape it. And our government is allowing this to happen.
More with John Kovacs, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add 2 new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Temperatures are dropping, but prices are skyrocketing. Nevada housing costs are soaring. Rents up 34%, costing families over $430 a month. It's an inflation tax, raising prices on gas and groceries. And Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's spending spree will make things worse. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Cortez Masto are pushing for trillions more in spending and higher taxes to pay for it all. Crushing Nevada small businesses, sending prices higher on almost everything you buy, trillions in new spending, and a long list of higher taxes, even on people making minimum wage. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542. Tell her we can't afford Speaker Pelosi's outrageous tax and spend agenda. Tell her to oppose the current reconciliation bill. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hi, Las Vegas. My name is Sonia. You can call me Sid for short. Are you unhappy with your water? Tired of dry, itchy skin? Yuck, and smelly water. P.U. Not me, not a chance. My skin is soft and I drink lots of pure water. Thanks to my grandpa. He can help you too. He's giving away free water tests plus a free drinking water system. I trust my grandpa. You should too. Call Elite Water today. 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873. Ask for Sid Steele. Hey, that's me. Thanks, Las Vegas.
Install answer. Homeowners only. Water test completed.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
John Kovacs joining us, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. We talk about the deep bullpen that we have in this state as Republicans. John Kovacs is just that. I know, I've seen this in national polls, that when you ask people what they really care about, the issues that resonate with folks, one of the top three is always public safety. And I know you've made that a cornerstone of your campaign. Can you talk a little bit about all this talk of defunding the police and AOC and the squad and all these people that are trying to undo the police and make them powerless area? They're changing the name of the organization from police to the Department of Public Safety. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I don't want the people in my district, and again across the country, to be lured into thinking that they have any altruistic type of designs, because it's anything but. It's not just they say, oh, we're not going to defund the police. It's not that. It's almost like a three-pronged attack on our entire public safety system, because they're limiting funding to police. And not only that, and if they say, you're not doing that, but you're also attacking the police pretty much by going after qualified immunity, and you want to hold them accountable and all that other kind of things that really it's almost a disincentive to becoming a police. Cop, you know, Kim says, I just want to help society. And I don't want to go to jail. I just want to do the right thing. And you're kind of, so in that way, you're disincentivizing people from wanting to enter into the police force. On the other, on another prong, prosecution. The prosecutors are stopping, or they're limiting what they're prosecuting. If you look what's going on in, like, say, California, and even in New York, certain things are almost decriminalized. Oh, yeah, if you take something under $1,000, we're not going to prosecute. So what do you think? What's happening? Guys are running into stores taking a bunch of stuff under $1,000. You see what's happening in Chicago? Same broad daylight. So they're on the prosecutorial side, no one's prosecuting. And then, of course, on the incarceration side, they don't want to fund that either. So there, it's pretty much a complete undressing of the safeguards that we have that keep us safe or make our society what it is, because ultimately it's about tearing down and breaking down our society. And you know, when you hear them talk, especially some of the congresspeople that you mentioned, it's always, well, we're going to do it better. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to take away your local police force, your local prosecutors, your local jails or penitentiaries, and replace it with something on a federal level where it's almost going to be like their stormtroopers are coming in. So it's not like, hey, George, I know you don't want to wear the mask. I'm your local police officer. You know what? Don't worry about it. I'm going to let this go. The federal stormtrooper guy, he's not going to let it go. And this is kind of what they're setting us up for. But what's in the short term, what's really happening that you see now is you're seeing a breakdown in society in terms of crime is up, shootings are up, People are afraid to go outside the house. I mean, here we live in Las Vegas, beautiful area, some of the best restaurants in the country, and people in my district are afraid to go from up the hill, downtown, because God only knows what's going to happen when they get out of their cars or coming home from their restaurant. We've had, in recent years, you had the Bellagio, broad daylight, they get robbed. You've had shootings right outside the Cosmopolitan. That's not my district, but people who are in my district, I want to go there for dinner. Who the hell wants to do that at 10 o'clock at night? So, people are starting to live, and as a consequence, and we all know this to be, and it's true because they've talked about it. What's on the rise? Gun permits. Everybody's talking about not getting gun permits, but what?